Fiorina Cecchin was born in Cittadella, Padua, Italy on the 3rd of April, 1877 to Francesco Cecchin and Antonia Geremia. She was baptized with the name of Fiorina. She was the seventh of 10 children, the first two of whom died at a very young age. Her childhood flows normally, of few words, simple but determined. She loved solitude and prayer. Her parents set her as an example to imitate for meekness, hard work, intelligence, generosity, and love for her family. At home, she was the angel of small cares and loving attention for her loved ones, happy only to see them happy, without looking for anything for herself. At the age of 18, after a course of spiritual exercises, she answered Christ's call and decided to embrace religious life. Her parish priest turns her to the nuns of Cotelengo in Bigolino, where she is right away accepted and tasked with taking care of a group of orphaned girls, a service she carries out with tenderness and a mother's heart. On the 27th of August, 1896, she entered the congregation of the Sisters of St. Giuseppe Cotelengo, also called Vincenzine Sisters of the Little House of Divine Providence. She wore the religious habit and began the novitiate on the 2nd of October, 1897, taking the name of Sister Maria Carola. On the Epiphany of 1899, she made a religious profession. For a few years, from 1899 to 1905, she served as a cook in Giaveno in the college entrusted to the Oblates of Mary, where she was admired for obedience, humility, her spirit of prayer, virtues made attractive to her by charity, because she was always willing to sacrifice herself to be of relief and comfort to everyone. She was then transferred to the central kitchen of the Little House of Turin, where she serves with exemplary dedication the nuns who return to the mother house for treatment. There she saw the first group of 8 Vincenzine nuns leave for Kenya on the 25th of April, 1903, and then the second 12 on the 24th of December, 1903, to assist the first Consolata missionaries who had felt the need to have female personnel for the evangelization. Now, feeling inspired by these nuns, she made a written request to be able to leave for the missions too. The request was accepted, and on the 28th of January, 1905, at the age of 28, she left with a third expedition made up of 6 Cotelengine nuns and 3 missionaries, arriving in Mombasa. On the 19th of February, she reached Limuru by train, just beyond Nairobi. Sister Maria Carola lived a total and joyful donation in the most humble daily tasks, announcing the kingdom of God and working for the evangelization and salvation of souls. Supported by prayer, she accepts the sacrifices, anxieties, difficult of language, climate, and different cultural contexts. Driven by Caritas Christi Urget Nos, she carried out her activity as mother and sister of the poorest people for 20 years. In extremely difficult situations, she visits sick people in the villages and catechizes the young woman in Limuru, Tuthu, Ikiagaki, where she is appointed superior. In 1916, the nuns moved to Wambongo, which later became Gekondi. The missionaries, including the Consolata missionaries who arrived in Kenya in 1913, such as Blessed Irene Stefani, lived caring for the wounded in field hospitals in Kenya and Tanganyika. Sister Rachel also leaves for Wambongo, and Sister Carola takes her place. In September of 1920, she passed from the land of the Kikuyu to the Meru, from the west to the east of Mount Kenya. New land, a new people, and a new language to learn. However, she is always ready, always available to go out, to visit the sick in the villages, to catechize the young people and the poor with words and gestures. Tigania sees her last heroics and a total immolation to the Lord. She truly, like Jesus, loved till the very end. From 1919 onwards, the superiors of the Little House ordered the nuns to return back to Turin due to serious disagreements, especially with Monsignor Filippo Perlo. Sister Maria Carola finds herself torn between the thirst for souls and the moral and physical collapse of so many sisters eager to see the Little House again. She, by her own free choice, would be the last to leave Kenya. On the morning of October 11, 1925, when she was already sick, Sister Maria Carola and a fellow sister bid farewell to that mission and alone began an adventurous and risky journey back across the Red Sea. During the crossing, she worsened, and on the 13th of November, 1925, she passed away and was buried at sea. Her last words aboard the steamship were, "Yes, Jesus, I am all yours. My mother Mary presented me to Jesus. I desire you. I love you. I want to come with you in paradise. Blessed Sister Maria Carola, pray for us."